Blog Talk Radio.
Founder of Scriptures for Us. I want to thank everybody for joining. I know it's a little late for those that are on the East Coast, but it gives people on the West Coast more than enough time to join us, because on the West Coast, I should say California, Pacific time, it's 6 o'clock. So periodically what we'll do is we'll have them at 9 o'clock, and some days we'll have them at 7 o'clock for people on the East Coast, so they can have a little earlier time. But for the most part, it's usually at 9 o'clock. If it's during the day, it's usually about 2 o'clock. We don't do those too often because we don't get very many people during the day, you know, wanting to listen to this Blog Talk radio show. Now, it's not really a radio show, but that's what they call it. The company that sets us up, that's the name of their company, Blog Talk Radio Show. So we just basically use their name, and it's almost like a radio show because we have a panel here, and it has all the subjects that we're going to be talking about, that we put up ahead of time, and then it has a place if someone wants to speak during or after the show. All they have to do is press one on their touch-tone phone, and what happens is a microphone will light up, and I'll just click that microphone and put them on the air. Otherwise, everybody is mute. We're not like a conference call where everybody kind of can hear other people talking. So because, you know, you might have 100 people on there and they're not all muted like most conference calls are. So you leave the lines all open and you can hear people running their vacuum cleaner or washing their dishes, and it's very disturbing. This way, everything is quiet. The only thing you'll hear is my voice, unless somebody wants to make a comment or ask a question during the show. They're more than welcome to do that. Then they're only put on, and the only thing we'll hear will be here is their comment or question and me answering it. So again, if you've never sat in on one of these shows, to comment or ask a question, all you have to do is touch one on your touch tone phone. Now, today's subject is members back office. Now, a lot of people don't even know what that is. They never heard of it. So what they do is kind of ignore that on their website. They might see it. In fact, speaking of your website, if you go to your website, which you should, below your name, you'll have all these links. You know, so how to get started, question and answers, back office, auto programs. And I don't know, there's about maybe 10 links there. Now, what you need to do is you need to click on these links when you have time, because the more you understand about the program, the more it's going to be easier for you to run your program. You know, like the old saying goes, knowledge is power. So it doesn't take long to learn everything that we need to know about our business. It's all in the back. It's all in your website, and all you have to do is click on those links. Now, one of the links in your website is the back office. And when you click that on, which you should, even if you don't know how to use that, what you do, you should click that on. And when you do, it'll come to a site that says, go to my back office. And all you have to do is click that on, and that'll let you into your back office. Now, I'm going to do that right now. When you go to your back office, you'll see, let me go there because I want to look at it, and you'll see username. When you click on enter back office, you'll see username, and then you'll see password. Now, your username, you should already know that, hopefully, but it's actually the last digits after your scriptureswithrus.com/, and right after that is your username. And that's how you get to your website. That's the same name you would use to get into your back office. Now, if you don't know your username, then just give us a call and we'll tell you. You know, it's a good idea to keep it, you know, on your computer somewhere so you can always have it there. And the other thing is your password. If you don't know your password, again, call us and we'll give you your password and keep that in the same place where you do your, where you have your username. Now, once you get into your back office, some browsers have a pop-up menu and it says save to hard drive. And if that comes up, then save that, because the next time you go to your back office, it'll already have that information in there and you won't have to keep putting it in there every time you go there. But if you don't, then you're going to have to put it in there every time you go there, which only takes, you know, a minute or so. Now, I open up my back office, and it has tabs on top: welcome, profile, genealogy, commissions, email, and testimonials, program alert, resources. We don't use them, okay? We found out trying to use them, they were too confusing. People didn't understand them. They really didn't accomplish very much, so we don't even use them anymore. So don't even bother trying to click on them, because it may, you know, lead you somewhere else. So just leave those alone. Now, the welcome tab, which is on top, okay, it's just basically that's already up. Whatever is the welcome is, it just has your information about yourself on there, your name, your username, your company name, and your telephone number, your email address, and that's just there for you to look at. The next tab over is profile. Now, if you click that on, it's going to have your profile there. See, like, for instance, Rosario Abati, P.O. Box 110207, whatever your, you know, address is and your phone number and your email address, it'll be in there. Now, underneath that, your profile, it says edit your profile. Now, if you click that on, okay, and you want to edit something in there, excuse me, okay, you can edit it there. Now, the only thing you can't edit is your phone number. We have to do that for you, okay? So if you want to change your phone number, then the only way you can do that is call us, and we'll do that for you. It just takes a minute or so. But it has all your information, your name, last name, mailing, I mean, your home address, city, state, zip code, your email address, and your Social Security number. Now, you don't have to put your Social Security number in if you want, but you have to put something in there if you visit your profile for the first time. So just put in there XXXXX, you know, XX, you don't need to put your number in there. We only need that number when you earn $600 or more per year. Then we have to send you a 1099 form, and that's when you need to have your Social Security number. But we always let people know ahead of time that we need your Social Security number, and you can give it to us at that time. You don't have to store it. I know people are leery about storing their Social Security number and anything else because there's so many hackers out there trying to get information. You know, we don't require people to do that. Now, underneath that, I mean, if you want to, change your name or whatever, your address, and when you don't, they click that on, and underneath that it says edit your password. Now, if you just want to edit your password, nothing else, you know, you can do that there. There's two boxes. One is your old number and your new one. And when you're done, they just click that on. And now you have a new password, which is really something you don't need to do, because there's nothing wrong with having the same password. But if you feel comfortable changing your password once in a while, go ahead and do it. But make sure that you write it down or keep it stored somewhere on your computer. The next tab is your genealogy report. Now, when you click that on, it'll show you all the members in your group. Now, if you're new, you're probably not going to have anybody there. But when you click that on, it says your genealogy report, and it'll have your ID number above that, below that, I mean. And then it says build your report. And you click that on. And in fact, if you don't know what to do, don't be afraid to click on any of these tabs, because you know, you're not going to be able to mess anything up. It'll just may not show anything, or, you know, no problem. Just want to get yourself familiar with what's there. Now, your genealogy report will have all the people in your group. Now, the only thing the genealogy report is it'll have the person's name, it'll have their ID number, and it'll have their, just in blue, it just says email, and then it's the date that they started. Now, if you want to send one particular person an email, let's say you talk to them and, you know, you were talking about a specific thing, like they wanted more information about the auto program or whatever, you might want to just click on that, you know, highlighted email address, and you'll be able to send a message strictly to that person. But that's not the only place where you can send an email, okay? So let's go to the next tab. That's really the most important one, because you can do a lot there. It's called commissions. Now, when you click that on, okay, two screens will come up. Well, it'll say commissions on top. Then it'll have your name and your address and your phone number and your email address there. But it has two tabs next to that. So your commissions and then your first level volume. Now, when you click on commissions, it'll tell you exactly how much you've earned so far this month. And if you scroll down, it'll say total group volume, okay? Now, that total group volume will not only include everybody in your group, but your personal volume is also in there, okay? Now, it'll have also there, if you have a commission coming, it'll actually give you your commission for that month, okay? But, of course, you know, being early in the month or the middle of the month, don't forget everything's changed, because as people join the auto program, let's say for that month, then you're going to get your commission is going to be a little different than it was the day before. So, you know, always make sure you check that. And the best way to do that is, again, just get out of here and go back up to that commission tab and go to the other tab that's there. It says first level volume. Now, this is probably the most helpful part of your back office, because it has everybody's first and last name, their phone number, their email address, and, well, let me read it. It says first name, last name, phone, email, personally sponsored. You don't have to worry about that, okay? Company sponsored, don't worry about that either, okay, because that can be a little confusing, simply because the only time you're going to have a personally sponsored member listed in your group is when they actually go to your website and sign up that way. But when somebody signs up through PayPal, what we do is we assign that person to your group using our website, so it's going to show company sponsored different than actually what it is. So just ignore anything that's there, okay, because it could be a little confusing. But the most important thing is at the end you'll see personal volume. Now, when someone joins one of the auto programs, okay, let's say they join the Bible Lessons Online, which is what most people join, okay, you'll see 1995 there. Now, you know, without a doubt, this person joined the auto program. And you also know that you get 90% of that. So as time goes by and you get more people into your group, you'll see more people in your first level volume. So you'll know exactly who is on the auto program and who isn't. And that same row, okay, you'll see where it says email, you'll see their email address. So there you can do it here, which is probably the better place to do it rather than in the genealogy report. Just click on their email. It's right there. You don't have to type it anywhere. You just click it on, and it'll bring up an email that you can type like you would a regular email, and you have a subject there, and you have a body, and so you might want to say, John, this is your sponsor, Rosario, and I talked to you last week about joining the auto program, and I see you haven't joined that yet. do you still have some questions? You know, if you do, please give me a call or just email me at this address. You don't want to put a lot of information there. You know, people get so many emails nowadays that they get tired of just reading them. So try to keep it short and to the point, okay? Now, when you go back up to your, you know, your tabs on top, the last one there is your email. This is a dynamic part of the program, okay? Because even though you have everybody's email address, as time goes by, you know, you might have, you know, 10, 20, 50, 100, more than that, you know. And it would be too hard for you to email every single person in your group one at a time. So that's what this email tab is. When you click down, it'll come up, it'll say email group. And then it'll have subject, body, just like a regular email, and email downline. So this is where you can actually send a message to every single person in your group with just one click of your mouse. So let's say, for instance, again, what you want to do is with the email, you want to send out an email to all your group, maybe a couple times a month, but no more than that. You don't want to overwhelm people, okay? Or, you know, think that you're a salesman or you're bugging them to the point where you're just hounding them and they'll cut you off if you do that. So a couple times a month is fine. So in the subject, you might want to put Bible lessons online. And in the body, you might say, dear member. Okay, you won't be able to put everybody's name in there because this goes to every person. Dear member, this is your sponsor, Rosario Abati, and I just want to remind you that I joined the auto program, Bible Lessons Online, and I'm listening to the programs every month, and I love them. And if you haven't joined them, I encourage you with all my heart to do so. Here's the link you can go to. And then you put the link. If you don't know how to do that, just go to your homepage and click on Auto Programs. That's the tab underneath your name. Click that on, and the address that's in the address bar is the address you want to send them. So you would just highlight it, copy it, and then paste it in the email. Or you could just type it out, the whole thing if you want. But it's easier just to copy and paste. Now, what we recommend, and if you didn't get this email, what we want every single person, okay, you're going to do this on an individual basis. Now, this is for people who are on the advertising program. What you want to do is when a person signs up under your group or we put that person under your group, you're always going to get an email. They're going to get the exact same email that you do. And it's going to welcome them to Scriptures for Us. It's going to tell them that all the information, it'll be there that they submitted. And at the bottom, and it'll tell you other things there. It won't go over each thing that's there. But it also says, well, it doesn't say that. We took that off. But it doesn't mention anything about the one thing that we used to have on there. Let me back up. We used to have on there where they can get the 12-page full-color training manual, and it said there that your sponsor will be sending you the address to get the free 12-page training manual. Well, we took that off of there now, but we still want you to send that to them. And just basically when you do that, you know, just click on the email that you got when you got their sign up. And just say, you know, Jim, whatever their name might be, here's an extra bonus I want to make sure you get. This is our 12-page full-color training manual, and here's the link. Now, if you got the email that told you about this, then you should already hopefully have saved that email. But if you didn't, here it is. And if you forgot it, just give me an email or give me a call, and I'll give it to you again. It's www.scriptures, you know, just like our name, .cc. Now, it's not .com, so we got www.scriptures.cc /, that's the one underneath the question mark, okay, and then put M, like Mary or Emmanuel, M10, the number 10, dot PDF. Let me repeat that, www.scriptures.cc/ M, like Emmanuel, the number 10, dot PDF. Send them that link and tell them this is, you know, this is something you're giving them, this free link that's going to allow them to download that 12-page full-color training manual. Now, if you haven't seen that yet, by all means, do it. Go there. It's beautiful. It looks great and explains everything that that person needs to know about the company. And what you can do is, because it's all on 8.5 by 11, you can print all those out and make a little manual, get like a one of those binders, or better yet, if you've got three-ring paper, you can get some three-ring paper and print it on three-ring paper and they get a three-ring binder. And you have a nice, you know, little recruiting tool that you can use just to help show other people about our company, and it really looks good. And if you want, you could, if you get one of those, if you get a binder that has the plastic sleeve in the front, you could even print out something like a members training manual and put that in that sleeve there. Either way, it doesn't matter. But, you know, make sure that you do that, because number one, it's going to, they're going to get some information that they wouldn't have had before. But we did that because we want them to know that you're the one that's giving them this. Even though you're not the one that designed it, they know that. But you're the one that showed enough care about this person that, hey, I care about you and I want you to have this training manual. And it's free. So that they like, people like that, because when you show that you have an interest in them, they're more apt to join your group. Because what's good about this company is, and what we try to tell our members, you know, you're not, first of all, you're not their boss. So you don't want to start sending them emails to people and say, here's what you must do, you know, and try to be a dictator in some way. No, what you want to do is you want to recommend something that you yourself are doing, and you're encouraging them to do the same thing. And what you want to do is basically develop a friendly relationship with this person. Because when you develop a friendly relationship, then, you know, there's more trust between both of you, and you can start sharing ideas that maybe you came up with or they came up with. And this is how you build a good group, is, you know, through creating a team. That's not hard, but don't try to be a dictator and tell this person they have to do this and they should be doing that, you know, because people get turned off by that. And I'm sure you've had people maybe that you've maybe joined another company with that tried to do that to you, and that, you know, winds up causing you to quit. So don't do that. But anyhow, the back office is easy to use. Just go there and, you know, feel yourself around. But more important, if you don't know how to use your back office, then by all means, call us. We do this. We want to do this over a phone call. Don't be embarrassed, okay? We're not going to say, oh, that's a dumb question. You don't know how to do that, you know. No, we'll train you on how to do it. It's very simple. It only takes about 5 or 7 minutes to learn how to do this, and once you learn it, it becomes very easy. And the more you use your back office, the more you're going to see how beneficial it becomes to you. In fact, it's, I like to call it the lifeline of your group, because you can see on a daily basis exactly what's going on in your group, who joined your group, who joined the auto program. And, you know, if you don't know that, then you're in the dark. And before they had back offices, people used to have to call the company, and the company would have to mail them a genealogy report and a group volume report, and that's very, you know, takes the time to do that. This way, now you can do it right, you know, anytime you want, 24 hours a day. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this. We're going to have another call tomorrow at the same time. Well, praise the Lord, this is Rosario Abate. We somehow got cut off, and I apologize.